In the 2 years since the conflict in Syria began, the fragile sectarian mix in neighboring Lebanon has become only more tense. In the northern city Tripoli, supporters of Syria's Alawite president Bashar al-Assad have yet again fought deadly street battles with Sunni supporters of Syria's rebels. The latest fighting follows the resignation of Lebanon's consensus prime minister, who had tried to hold together a government of Assad-backing Hezbollah with Sunni politicians. Najib Makati stepped down nominally over domestic issues, but he warned of the regional fires touching Lebanon with their flames. The sectarian nature of the war next door has prompted worry Syria could fragment completely along sectarian lines. Regional security expert Sama Saif al-Yazil.
I can see in front of me some possibility of splitting Syria to Alawi's country, capital is Latakia, in the western part of Syria, the northern part, the Kurds, and then the rest of Syria for the rest of the Sunnis, Druze, and everybody else.
While some dismiss the idea as a worst-case scenario, forces tearing apart Syria reflect the sectarian actors with influence in Lebanon as well, in particular Iran, with its backing of both the Assad government and Hezbollah. Professor Christian Donath says Iran's regional reach has prompted other nations of the Persian Gulf to get involved.
The Qataris and the Saudis both share concerns about Iranian power, and I think they are doing what they can to stem what they see as a spreading tide of Iranian and sort of Shia influence.
But some argue the rise of Sunni Islamists in the past 2 years may have prompted Iran's leaders to see a different kind of foreign influence at play. Political sociologist Saeed Sadiq.
I think one of the things that they understand that the West wants is that the Arab Spring turns into a sea of Sunni regimes against Iran.
While suspicions abound and while Syria sinks into what analysts call a proxy war for foreign powers with sectarian agendas, multi-faith Lebanon is trying to step back from the brink. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.